I'm doing well, Kyle. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for having me back on your show.
Absolutely. So I like to start off our interviews by talking about the cover story. Who's on the cover?
Well, on the cover of our May-June issue is 100-year-old cinematographer and legendary director of photography, Bill Butler. He's a former Iowan, and I don't know how many people know that Bill is from Iowa. He moved here when he was 5 years old with his family to Mount Pleasant, where he graduated from high school in 1940, and he attended Iowa Wesleyan College and the University of Iowa to study electronic engineering. And then he went into radio and television in Chicago, where he helped start WGN Television. It's another station there. And then began shooting documentaries. And lo and behold, really became famous for all of that, and then went to Hollywood and started making movies in 1970 and became a handful of pioneers of the new Hollywood movement, as they called it. And if you even watch television or been to a movie in the last 40 years, there's a good chance you've seen his work, because he was the cinematographer for Jaws, Grease, Stripes, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Rocky sequels 2, 3, and 4, on and on and on. Just incredible movies, and he's really a legend in the business. And he just turned 100 years old in April, and I had the pleasure of interviewing him via Zoom from his home in Montana, and he was just a tremendous interview and fun to talk to. Lots of great stories, behind-the-scenes stories about some of the iconic movies that he made, and we share that in our cover story.
Amazing. Now, what else is inside, Michael?
Well, we have a story about Herbert Hoover's love of baseball, how he attended more games than any U.S. president. We have a story from one of your radio brethren, Jeff Stein, about a frozen treat that was found in Iowa a little over 100 years ago, the Eskimo Pie. And then we have the second of our Locating Lincoln series, which John Pregler from Dubuque, who is a historian and writer, spent decades researching to discover that Lincoln had visited Dubuque in July of 1859. And this is really quite a find, because for decades, well, for more than 100 years, it was thought that Lincoln only visited Iowa 3 times. And John Pregler unveiled some research that revealed that he was here 4th time. So that's an amazing story as well.
For folks who don't know where they can get the Iowa History Journal, where can they find it? Of course, you want them to subscribe and get it all year round, but talk about both of those avenues.
You bet. They could pick it up at their local Hy-Vee or Fairway. And, of course, as you mentioned, they can subscribe. They can do that online at iowahistoryjournal.com, where they can also pick up our collectible back issues. And we encourage them to do that and have it delivered right to their doorstep. And we think it's a tremendous value. We haven't raised our rates in years. We're still only $18.95 for a one-year subscription.
Boy, you can't beat that. Michael Swanger joining us. He is editor, publisher of the Iowa History Journal. It is always good to catch up with you, my friend.
Likewise. Thanks again, Kyle.